to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we're speaking about public transport. Railway advocate Bob Morrison from Moat says using public transport services helps to reduce pollutants.
It takes a lot of pressure off the roads. It's also a major safety factor in that the more people you take up people off the roads, the less chances you have of really serious crashes. And I was advised at the time by the guard that a fatal accident in the area could cost up to €1 million before everything had washed out. So, I mean, there's a huge importance, and also from an environmental viewpoint, there really is. It means that you have much less pollution. It stands to reason you just have a lot less engines pulling stuff between the two towns, and the three towns, as opposed to the kind of traffic you're going that's going on at the moment. One of the things that happened at the time was that if transportation of goods has seeped away all the time from the railways onto the roads into very large trucks. Long term, that actually essentially means that roads have to be repaired and it is, you know, completely relayed from time to time, simply because trucks actually cause far more damage than a car will. You're not ever going to get rid of that, but at the same time, if you did have more goods transport actually on the railway, there's an economic benefit as well.
About 1.2 million people commute via car in Ireland, with over half travelling less than 30 minutes to work.
There's a practicality to cars in that people, you know, you just won't ever be able to produce enough public transport to meet the needs of people who live, you know, several miles away from their workplaces, things like that. But at the same time, I mean, it's never going to be a question of one thing will fit everything. But the more, should I say, usable public transport you bring onto the roads and indeed onto the railways, then the more you're going to actually be able to control emissions. After all, for instance, a lot of people would not buy an electric car right now because of the recharging problems and all of that, but if you were to actually have more buses on the road, they don't have to be full double-deckers or something like that, but if they're all actually being recharged at night, you have an obvious emissions saving. So it's more a matter of incrementally reducing pollution. And at the same time, you have to be very, very careful that we don't simply upset economic things, people's moving around, and indeed people's lives. You can't just simply, as we both know, tell people, oh no, you're going to have to wait for the next bus, even if it's only one a day or something like that. But if you do actually target routes in a way that many people can use it, you will indeed reduce the usage of cars. So the trains definitely have a role in reducing carbon emissions. The more public transport you have and the more efficient it is and the more comfortable it is, it will entice people onto the buses and onto trains. It's all about recognizing that we now live in a different world where people have a different expectation of transport and providing it for them.
So, what action do we take now?
It's just a matter of saying, and what's more, we have to think long term all the time. We can't just be waiting for the crisis to happen. We have to say, okay, a little bit further down the road, like Mullingar is expanding as a town, Tullamore will, Athlone will. Populations where the usage of public transport will expand with it, and we just have to simply think forward and actually doing that. You know, I mean, but we could. So the same goes with transport, and the same goes with the environment. We have to just simply think forward, try and predict what the future will be like, and try and be ready to meet what the problems of the future are. And that definitely includes reducing pollutants.
We spoke to people from Tullamore, Ballyvery and Ballygore about what transport they use.
The train and bus.
Public transport, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it's all right. I think it could be better. Yeah. Time-wise, you know, they say we'll be here at 6 and they're my hair to like 20 past 6.
It can be late, yeah, it can be late sometimes, yeah. It can be delayed a little bit.
Yeah, I think like if the government say that public transport is going to be the next thing, they're kind of trying to get us to use more public transport, but if they are, I think the standards of it need to improve.
No, I can't drive because I'm epileptic at the moment and I have to be seizure free for a couple of, like a year. Electric cars, I think they're very silent on the road, and if you were to walk across a road and not hear them, it's very... I'd be very wary around that, as I have a younger brother, like, and stuff like that, and younger siblings. Yourself, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with Lee. I think they are good for the environment, but I think they're very silent. And, you know, if it's dark out and you don't see it or hear it, you know, you'll get hurt.
Well, it's usually the train, and there's no problem with it.
We have no buses, as simple as that. That's,
yeah.
The trains are good. Mm. Buses, no buses. Yeah,
Where we live, we've no public transport, up near Ballybye.
10 miles from Tullamore.
Right.
So we have to come to town to get public transport.
Don't go anywhere. I know the train. I'd use the train. When I'm in Dublin now, I would use the Lewis and that. So I'd use public transport there.
For more information on this week's Arts to Protect or to find our online fact sheet, visit artsoprotect.ie or midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.